We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, wrapping things up for what has been a great Monday. Our salute to the basketball state champions in Dayton, Broward County. We've run the gamut to basically everybody who has won a state champion, and we saved the best for last as we head out to Weston. Coach Dave Rowe and Sagemont coming away with another state championship, beating Orlando again, Orlando Christian Prep. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. I know this never gets old.
Oh, thanks for having me, and no, you're absolutely right. This doesn't get old, and winning's fun.
And a team that you know really well. This was, am I correct? You played them three straight years, beating them twice?
Correct. Three straight years. They got us the first year and beat us up pretty good that first year. But the last 2 years, they've been real close. We won 2 years ago by one and this one by three. So it's been some real close matchups in our third year playing them. Hopefully we can continue this little bit of a rivalry.
All right. Both teams were, I believe, 25-4-5 coming in and kind of equal in a lot of ways. And certainly you guys had some big time performances. Kevin Thomas, who I remember was at, I believe, Douglas.
Correct. Correct. Year. Yeah.
And also Jordan. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said, yeah, Kevin Thomas, Jordan Key, and Ricky Liebert were our three that really led the way in that game and had big performances.
Yeah, talk about that, because I think it's important for to have this leadership, especially when you get to that level, especially when you're playing the best of the best. We talked about Jordan and a little bit about something that Jordan did in the state championship game, and also when you take a look at Kevin Thomas, they stepped up their game. How much do the younger kids benefit from that? I mean, having guys who are proven leaders, have experience, they have that senior leadership. How important is it for the bench kids and also some of the younger players who are going to be in that role over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think definitely experience of being there plays a large role in being in that game. So those younger kids benefit from that. They benefit to see how the older kids prepare and get ready for it. We talk about Jordan. He's a phenomenal leader. We put the ball in his hand and trust him to make a bunch of plays. And believe it or not, Kevin led us that night in scoring, but he's one of the younger guys, only being a sophomore. So we were really proud of how much he stepped up on that stage. But those three, it was all their first time that wound up leading us. And I think we had brought back about five or six guys who played in the game before, and a lot of them being seniors. And I think the guys that we don't say their names that have been there for 3 years in a row in that game, I think they had the biggest impact on everybody overall for just the preparation. I would say mentally the preparation above all of it.
You know, Coach, the one thing that probably is the big theme tonight and all the girls and boys coaches that we've talked to is the schedule that you play. And obviously during the course of a year, it gets you ready for a game like this. And, if you come into a state championship game and you may not have had, been tested and played, some elite programs with some elite players, you may have come out on the other side. Maybe that has helped. Talk about that, because I think that's been important to all the teams that have won state championships this year, especially from Miami-Dade and Broward.
No, that's for sure. It building the schedule is probably the biggest key component to getting there. You want to be able to be challenged and hit certain areas of growth so you can measure yourself along the way and pick up the schedule and its intensity along the way. And I think as you continuously play better competition, obviously elevates everybody's game overall, but it also keeps practice very engaging, knowing that there's not a drop-off coming. It mentally makes you tougher as you're going on because, you know, you have to face a lot of adversity with a tough schedule. And when you get to that Final Four state championship game, it comes down to how you handle adversity. Both teams are going to swing and punch. It's if you can take it and punch back. And I think a tough schedule is what allows you to handle that in that moment and still be able to push forward.
As we're speaking with Coach David Rowe, the head coach at Sagemont, state champions 2A. The one thing too, Coach, and you and I talked about this last year, the support of the administration and the support of the student body, because obviously in a program and a school that's smaller, and we see it with the smaller private schools, a lot of kids don't come from right around the area. I mean, they come from different areas, and to get them to come to the games when you play on the road or play at night, and especially with the administration, because they want the balance. They, you know, you're a highly high academic school, but at the same time, they want that that balance. Talk about that, because I think that's the most important part of any organization, especially a basketball program like that.
Yeah, our administration is phenomenal, and even the community as a whole within Sagemont Prep is just really strong. And it's not, if you come out to any of our events, not just athletics, you're going to see a strong support of everybody. So I wouldn't say that it's just the athletics that holds it together. I would say overall we have a really, really strong community. But our basketball program, a lot of our kids are in AP classes and take academics very seriously. And the other thing we do really well is we use our basketball team. They're mentors to our elementary school campus. We have a basketball buddy program, and they go down there and help them through their everyday challenges. They read with them. They do other activities with them. So I think that bond that they create throughout the year and over the years, they travel with them as they move up in grade. I think that program that we do and show our boys that, you know, they can give back and do right for, you know, the younger group and help lead them. I think that also plays a big role in getting the support and people coming out to our games. And we have a phenomenal booster club as well that works really hard to make our games engaging. I tell them all the time, our games are kind of like a minor league baseball game where there's something for everybody going on.
Well, that's a great thing. And also, success isn't achieved without hard work. I know you guys are going to get right back at it. You have summer league, you have, club teams, kids play throughout the year to achieve what they're doing. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations again to you, to the players, to the administration, to the community. Certainly well done again, and keeping South Florida shining brightly amongst high school basketball. And thanks so much for taking your time on the Monday.
Thank you again, and pleasure to be on.
Good stuff. Coach Dave Rowe, and I'll tell you what a way to end things up. What a great show we had this evening. You miss any of the interviews, we had 7 this evening. Just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and you'll also be able to listen to Coach Lawton Williams from last week for his Vikings before they left, and they won a state championship at Miami Norland. That's going to do it. We will be back with you on Tuesday evening of next week, 8 to 10. Danny Garcia, thanks so much. Playing a little bit injured tonight, but you still came in and did a great job. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.